You know, if you're a high-level professional, and I think a lot of you listening are, you're probably feeling this sense of digital fatigue.
Oh, absolutely.
Your feeds just feel like pure noise. And finding a meaningful, verifiable business connection, it frankly feels like panning for gold in a river that's just full of pebbles.
It's the central paradox of the modern business world, isn't it? We have never been more connected. I mean, your potential network is a billion people wide.
A billion.
Yet, that really targeted high-value networking that actually drives results, it's never been harder to find. The sheer scale has just, well, it's diluted the value for everyone.
Exactly. So our mission today is to do a deep dive into a platform that has explicitly positioned itself as the high-end, highly curated, European-based challenger to that networking behemoth we all know.
We are talking about Put It On, or PIO.
That's the one.
And Put It On is just defining itself not just as another competitor, but as the professional quality platform. This isn't for your average user. It is designed specifically for that top tier. We're talking the top 1% of established professionals, recognized thought leaders, and, serial entrepreneurs who are already at the top of their game.
And when you look at their branding, they are so upfront about what they aren't.
Their whole messaging is deliberately exclusionary, and you can tell it's strategic. They call themselves the exclusive business platform, and they really emphasize that they are European private and, crucially, not built in the valley.
That's a direct shot at Silicon Valley.
A very direct, sharp projection of that whole ethos that demands, unlimited scale, growth at all costs, and treating users as the product. Instead, they say flat out, we're built for the few.
Okay, let's unpack this. Why is a major competitor even needed? I mean, LinkedIn has a billion members worldwide. From a business perspective, shouldn't you want to be where the masses are? Isn't that the whole point?
And that's the critical divergence in philosophy here. The founders of Put It On argue that for top-tier professionals, that sheer mass of users is now a liability, not an asset.
A liability. How so?
Well, they spent years talking to successful entrepreneurs, and they heard the same complaint over and over. The main professional platform has lost its core business. It started as a tool for networking, for recruitment, but it's devolved into, well, just into a social media channel.
Right, with all the digital detritus and clutter that comes with it.
Exactly. For serious business users, it's a mess.
And the anecdote they use to illustrate this is it's painfully relatable. They talk about having 1,000 contacts, and on your birthday, you get 1,000 automated congratulations.
Right.
And they argue a real entrepreneur, a real executive, just does not have time to wade through that kind of digital distraction. They want actual business stories.
And this isn't just, anecdotal grumbling. We see the research confirming this widespread dissatisfaction. There was a 2023 Pew Research Center study.
Okay.
It showed that while most American adults use these platforms, only 27% actually find them very important for professional connections.
Only 27%.
That's a huge gap between usage, which can feel almost compulsory for your career, and the actual perceived value. Most people are just sort of tolerating it.
Wow, that is a massive indifference gap.
It is. And if you look at the activity levels, the numbers are even starker. A 2024 Hootsuite report noted that despite the massive user base, engagement rates are actually declining. Only about 3% of users are actively posting content.
3%. So it's a massively passive consumer base just scrolling through
What?
irrelevant updates.
A flood of them. And content designed for mass engagement, not professional utility. So the opportunity cost of sifting through all that low-signal content becomes incredibly high for busy executives.
So if I'm a CEO who values my time above all else, what I need is a tool that aggressively cuts through that noise and only connects me with people posting genuine professional value.
That is the precise market opening PIO is trying to exploit. The need is clear. High-level individuals want overview, curated quality, and direct result. They're done with the spam.
Which brings us to their core strategy. If they're selling quality, not quantity, they have to be extremely selective. And this is where it gets really interesting. What is the profile of the people they want?
They're explicitly building what they call the era divisi of networking.
For our global listeners, that's the top professional football league in the Netherlands.
Exactly. The absolute top tier. So their target audience is recognized directors, established CEOs, high-profile athletes, acclaimed professional artists, basically people who are already at the top of their fields.
Right. So finance, tech, healthcare, doesn't matter the field, as long as you're a leader.
A proven high-impact thought leader.
And you see that reflected in their member list, which is quite diverse in expertise, but seems pretty uniform in impact. You see everyone from the expert Willa Middlecoop, who's focused on geopolitics and economics.
All the way to figures like the global influencer and entrepreneur Logan Paul.
Right. The common thread seems to be high visibility and the ability to influence a market, not just a traditional corporate title.
That's the crucial element. And the platform is intentionally structured to maximize the digital visibility and credibility of these people.
So tell us about that structure. It's not just a single feed, is it? It's more of a dual approach.
That's right. It has two integrated components. The first is Put It On, which is the professional display of your business page, basically.
Yeah.
And the second is its sister site, Wikion, which is your personal knowledge base, your professional biography.
So if LinkedIn is mostly a dynamic feed, KIO is positioning itself as a mechanism for what? Centralized narrative control.
Precisely. Their foundational philosophy is that people don't call you first anymore. They Google you first.
Mm-hmm.
And what they find in those top search results determines if they want to do business with you. So the Wikion pages are specifically designed to build a powerful mini media brand for you using robust SEO to make sure you rank extremely highly.
That addresses a massive pain point. I mean, we all have articles, social profiles, videos scattered all over the internet. What features do they give members to actually manage that?
The profiles are designed to be a single source of truth. They consolidate all your relevant social media feeds, your key videos, your podcast appearances, all onto one powerful page.
And what about new content?
Any high-value posts you make directly on the PIO platform automatically become indexed blogs with valuable backlinks, which further enhances your Google presence. It's about unifying that fragmented digital identity.
Okay, but let's be skeptical for a moment. This idea of exclusivity of the Iridivisi standard sounds great, but how do they actually maintain it? If they fail at quality control, they just become the very thing they're trying to replace.
That is their central challenge, and they address it with strict manual quality control. They have a dedicated team of moderators who check and vet all entrepreneurial profiles before they go live.
So you can actually be rejected.
Oh, people are, and frequently. If your professional status or verifiable history doesn't match their high standards, you're not getting in.
And this moderation continues after you sign up, which is key.
It does. And this is expensive, but it's essential to their brand promise. Even after you join, all posts are actively checked by human moderators. If a post isn't professional enough, if it's just some low-effort motivational quote, it gets removed.
So they're enforcing a network where every single interaction has to add quantifiable value.
That's the goal. Eliminate the noise.
Now, diving into the tech features, they have a really remarkable selling point around data storage and sharing.
Yes, this solves a huge logistical problem. Members get 1 terabyte of data storage linked to their profile.
1 terabyte. That's a huge amount of space for portfolios, project histories, all of that.
It is. But the powerful part is the sharing. With a single button, you can share that entire terabyte of verified professional history, your whole digital life, with anyone instantly.
In 1 second via WhatsApp or a link.
Exactly. So no more sending fragmented PDFs, separate portfolio links, all of that. It's one verifiable, instantaneous professional identity transfer.
That completely eliminates the friction that comes with onboarding a new partner or pitching a big deal.
Okay, let's talk about the money. How does the financial structure work? If quality control is so manual and expensive, how do they scale?
This is where their business model pivots from being a network to a high-end service provider. The core membership for entrepreneurs is actually free.
Hold on. If membership is free and moderation is so expensive, how does that model even work? How is that solvent?
That's the excellent question. Their monetization comes from selling high-touch, personalized services that unburden the member from all that time-consuming work of reputation management and profile optimization.
Ah, so they're selling convenience and expertise to a market that values time over money.
Exactly. It's a professional service, not a social platform.
So give us a concrete example. What does one of these packages cost a user?
Well, we can look at their start package. This comes with a one-time fee of 5,000 euros.
5,000 euros. Okay. What do you get for that? For that investment, you get a deep consultative service. It includes an on-site company visit, a full review of your business, professional improvement of your PR texts, and a customized content plan for the platform.
That price point immediately filters out anyone who isn't dead serious about their digital brand.
And for this demographic, they despise managing micro-subscriptions. A one-time, high-cost investment signals a professional transaction, like hiring a PR firm.
Hmm.
You pay once for a guaranteed outcome.
Now, moving on, the founder, Michael Melgers, has this fascinating restless background that seems to really define the company's global ambition.
It's amazing how his personal life became the product's philosophy. Melgers is the child of dredgers, so his family was constantly moving for work. He lived in South Africa, the U.S. By the time he was 42, he had moved an incredible 38 times.
38 times. I mean, that is a relentless cycle of having to integrate and rebuild professional trust from scratch.
Exactly. He learned to switch gears quickly and critically, to be genuinely interested in people, to build high-quality connections fast. He says that ability is the entire backbone of Put It On.
And his entrepreneurial track record shows that same always-on energy.
It does. He owned 13 previous platforms that got around 500,000 visitors a month. He's described as working over 60 hours a week, constantly generating ideas.
Like the magnet under the coffee cup.
Right. That restless energy is what's driving the company's goals.
And that focus is translating into growth.
Yeah.
So what's their trajectory and what are their global aspirations?
The growth has been organic but fast. They went from 1,000 to over 10,000 members in just a few years. Their ambition is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
They want to capture 3-5% of LinkedIn's high-end market.
Which translates to what?
Between 30 and 50 million paid profiles globally within 5 years.
A staggering target considering their manual moderation. How are they executing that international strategy?
They're building regional hubs. They have offices in the Netherlands, a hub in Thailand for the Asian market. They're working on Dubai for the Middle East. And the big move into the U.S. market is planned for later this year.
And what about the ultimate exit strategy? Where does this journey end?
Well, if you connect the dots, the ultimate goal, according to Melgers, is an acquisition by Microsoft.
Interesting.
And this isn't just a fantasy. He mentioned that Microsoft had already reached out a few months ago, sensing the momentum that a high-quality, verified alternative is creating. He's positioning PIO as the only truly valuable, curated asset left in this space.
So what does this all mean, then, Put It On? Is betting that the most successful professionals will increasingly choose curated quality and data control over mass market quantity.
Right. It's not a subscription for access. It's a high-cost investment in your digital reputation, which they argue is your single most important visiting card today.
The key takeaway for you, listening, is that this platform exists specifically to solve the problem of information overload.
Exactly. By forcing professional value on every profile and post, and coupling that with reputation management services, PIO provides a stark contrast to the chaos of general social media. It forces professional interactions back to being high-value transactions.
A truly fascinating case study in how a niche, high-cost player can attack a mass-market behemoth.
It is, but this does raise an important question about sustainability.
Hmm.
The founder, Michael Melgers, is the backbone of the platform, defined by his always-on energy.
Right.
But we know his personal goal is to eventually retire to a sunny, quiet country. He mentioned Portugal, or Curaçao, though he plans to remain active.
And he's open to a quick sale.
He's openly stated that if the right partner called tomorrow, he'd discuss a sale. So you have to consider this. Can a platform so deeply centralized around the vision of one founder maintain its exclusive quality once that mission is accomplished? Or if he steps back and the business model shifts entirely under new corporate ownership.
So that tension between a centralized vision and global scalability.
That is something worth mulling over.